California's 40th congressional district to feature Republican versus Republican in general election. By Amy Furr on June 7, 2026. Two Republican candidates in California's 40th congressional district have advanced to the general election in a blow to Democrats. Representative Ken Calvert, RCA, and Representative Young Kim, RCA, have been vying for the same seat even after redistricting and Decision Desk HQ showed Calvert at 35.68% and Kim at 21.12% on Sunday. The two Republicans are running after mid-decade redistricting further gerrymandered California's district lines, which already provided a gross advantage to congressional Democrats far beyond the party's proportion of the vote in the state, Breitbart News reported in May. The outlet said Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, had endorsed Calvert, who explained that it comes down to two things. One is that Ken Calvert is a huge defender and supporter of the president. And number two, he's got a fantastic record on immigration, which I think is the most important issue that we have in front of us today. Gill also noted Kim co-sponsored a resolution to censure President Donald Trump in 2021, and was an original co-sponsor of the Dignity Act, a mass amnesty bill, notably with a non-English title, pushed by pro-migration Republicans, the article read. In a social media post on Sunday, Eric Dougherty of Florida's Voice News said Democrats had been locked out of California's 40th congressional district, meaning zero resources must now be spent on defending the seat this November. House control could run through California. Federal election month should be banned by SCOTUS by the midterms so they can't cheat, he added. Meanwhile, Trump this week said Democrats were trying to steal the California primaries in addressing the gubernatorial and Los Angeles mayoral races, per Breitbart News. The Democrats are at it again. They are trying to steal the governor of California primary and the mayor of Los Angeles primary away from two great Republican candidates. Here we go with the very late and massive numbers of mail-in ballots, he wrote in a Truth Social post.